Well, hi, Nancy. I'm stepping in for Dick Stein today to ask about vinegar.
In last week's installment of my column in Pacific Northwest Magazine, I wrote about making your own vinegar because it's something I'd never done before. And in particular, I made red wine vinegar. Stein and I have talked before about our multitudinous vinegar collections. I have a lot of different types of vinegar, but I never had my own. And I've often wondered what happens if you leave wine around. Will it turn into vinegar? Didn't you always want to know that?
Sure.
I mean, and the answer is yes, but it takes a long time to do that. So I started reading books about vinegar making and fermentation. And one of the books I read was the Canal House Cooks Every Day. And they had this very simple process for making wine vinegar, which didn't scare me the way everything else is. You know, you need to be really careful, and you need to put it in a certain place, and you need to aerate it, and all this kind of stuff. And this is like, yeah, and you need to get unsulfited wine to make it with. Not true, really.
Oh, good.
So, but the one thing that really makes it work is to get a good mother, a culture, a mother of vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get one at Cellar Homebrew. So look, I brought you to show you this disgusting looking jar of
gelatinous red wine gookie stuff.
Exactly. And to that, I added the mother to a bottle of wine. Now, the guy at the store told me that you could just use crummy old like $2 chuck or $3 chuck, whatever it is around here. My initial batch was a bottle of Charles and Charles, like a nice $10 bottle of wine. It wasn't crazy expensive. And I put it in a warm spot in a clean gallon jar and some cheesecloth over the top. And over the course of many months, it made an absolutely delicious vinegar. In fact, I brought some for you. So I'm curious to see what you think. Now, bear in mind, unlike the, you know, that red wine vinegar you can buy in the supermarket and it's inexpensive and it looks real, this looks nice and red, doesn't it?
It's pretty. Let's have a go. Ooh, vinegar first thing in the morning. It's lovely, but it's vinegar. I mean, what do you use vinegar for besides salads and dipping bread in?
Well, you mean this kind of vinegar? Because Stein would tell you need to wash your windows with it.
Maybe there's a reason why we all have lots of bottles of vinegar still sitting on our shelves. Can you give us some ideas for great ways to use this homemade wonderful vinegar?
Well, that one really does lend itself to salads and things like anything that needs a bright, acidic flavor. But I mean, why I have so many different kinds of vinegar is I use different kinds of vinegar for different things. For instance, you could put a little balsamic vinegar in some seltzer water and drink that, believe it or not. Drinking vinegar is kind of a hot thing now. If people are familiar with Puck Puck, the restaurant in Portland, they're now selling their own syrup. You can look it up under Puck Puck drinking vinegar. Several specialty stores in the area are carrying it. But this stuff, it's a little sweet and certainly vinegary. It's just a great non-alcoholic beverage for your friends who don't drink. It's also a digestif.
Yeah, it was considered a tonic, like going back to colonial days, I think.
Sure, no kidding, right. Well, that makes sense to me. So anyway, because the whole point of vinegar is you can make it easily enough from a lot of different types of fermented things. So for instance, apple cider vinegar, you could buy Bragg's. It's unfiltered organic vinegar that actually says, and on the label it says, like has the mother in it or something.
Well, who knew? Just another subculture of wonderful food delights.
Well, you know, another thing that you might want to think about is adding just a little bit of vinegar to a lot of sauces. It brightens up a sauce, everything from a tomato sauce to something you're making for dinner.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
My pleasure, Erin. It's great to talk to you.